find yourself under arrest.
Are you all right up there, Lestrade?
Everything well under control.
If he ever leaves the force, he's got a second career ready and waiting.
I heard that.
Are you in much pain?
No worse. Mr. Holmes, is it?
Sherlock Holmes.
Well, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, if there's a vacant place for a chief of the police, I reckon you're the man for it.
It's quite enough from you, Hope.
Oh, really, Gregson?
Yeah, it was the ring that gave it to me, of course. That and the wheel marks in the mud of the Brixton Road. If that night had been dry, I never would have found your home.
Can't we say this till we get to the yard, Mr. Holmes?
The marks in the road showed me that the horse had wandered on slightly between arriving and departing. That would never have happened if anyone had been in charge of it. It was clear from the footprints that only two men were ever there, so it followed that the driver of the cab was also the murderer.
But how the devil did you know my name?
As I said, through the ring. It was a question of motive. Despite your clumsy attempt to implicate German radicals, it was clear that the murderer...
The papers had been full of secret societies and the like. I thought it might throw you off the scent.
Well, it didn't. Carry on, Mr. Holmes.
Political assassins are only too glad to do their work and to fly, whereas this murder had been done most deliberately. So it was a private matter. Since a woman is usually involved somewhere in these affairs, the ring merely confirmed what I'd already decided.
I wanted the last thing that villain saw to be Lucy's ring. The ring he forced on her finger.
Keep it for the official statement, Hope.
So, Gregson, I did what you neglected to do.
What?
I telegraphed the Cleveland police for information concerning Greber and trouble over any woman. The answer was conclusive. He had once applied for the protection of the law against one Jefferson Hope, a rival in love.
Love! Love! I wish I could have seen him die. Ten times over!
Let me examine you.
Leave me alone. Come on, man.
I'd do what you like. We must get to Scotland Yard as quickly as we can. This man is seriously ill.
How long have you known?
It's been getting worse for years.
Have you seen the doctor recently?
Last week.
What did he tell you?
What do you think he told me?
I'm afraid he was quite correct.
Oh, what do I care? I've done my work.
Look, Doctor, what exactly is all this about?
Mr. Hope has an aortic aneurysm.
Oh. What does that mean?
It means, Gregson, that he could die at any moment.
Good Lord. Is that right, Doctor?
Yes, quite right. It's a failure of the main blood vessel leading from the heart. It swells up and eventually bursts. There's no cure.
I got it from overexposure and underfeeding in the Salt Lake Mountains. I don't care how soon I go, but I should like to leave an account of this affair behind me. I don't want to be remembered as a common cutthroat.
That's great. What do you think?
Well, he's obviously seriously ill. If we take a statement from him now, it's quite likely to be thrown out of court as unreliable.
Or coerced. On the other hand...
Exactly.
Jefferson Hope. I'm Inspector Tobias Gregson, and this gentleman is Inspector Giles Lestrade. You are at liberty to make your statement to us, but I'm obliged to warn you that it will be taken down and may be presented in evidence at your trial.
Very well. I'm on the brink of the grave. I'm not likely to lie to you. Every word I say is the absolute truth. I have to start some 40 years ago. In the whole world, I doubt if there's a more dreadful place in the great Central American desert. It's nothing but death, desolation. But if you'd been there, gentlemen, on one particular day all those years back, you'd have seen something moving, something alive.
Hush, child, hush. That's it. There's no sense in crying now, child. It ain't gonna help.
The man's name was John Ferrier. The child was called Lucy.
Baby, We'll find a river by and by. By and by.
John Ferrier told me once that he carried that...